Hattie's Home for Broken Hearts by Tilly Tennant and read by Sophie Roberts for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Life could be good, and sometimes life could be a little less than good, but one constant remained. Paris, no matter what else was happening in Hattie's life, would always be magical. There was something about the place, an indefinable quality. It was in the cobbles, slick in the lamplight, and it was in the welcoming glow of a backstreet bistro. The tourists tramping the Champs-Élysées with weary feet and wondering eyes soaked it up, and when they went home, their lives were a little richer for it. The French had a phrase for it, je ne sais quoi. Trust the French to make I don't know what sound romantic. Hattie sat on the low wall and looked out towards the Seine. A humid dusk embraced the city, indigo skies washed into velvet blackness. Boats cleaved their way through the choppy waters of the river, most of them the low, broad, glass-walled pleasure boats full of tourists that had become such a familiar, unremarkable sight to Hattie over the last 2 years, dotted with lights that reflected back and scattered into explosions of gold over the dark waters. Along the banks stood rows and rows of pristine and glorious facades, grand and beautiful old buildings, brightened by so many lights, it was as if they were trying to compete with the stars. And away in the distance, the proud Eiffel Tower looked over the city and dared it to argue that it was not the most wondrous sight of all in this most magical of places. Hattie looked out on the place she had called home for the past 2 years, and the sights that had become so familiar over that time had never before been such a source of sadness. Her flight back to England was booked. Given time, perhaps Alphonse might have asked her to reconsider, but the damage had already been done. She didn't know if their working relationship could ever get back to the way it had once been, and part of her didn't know if she even wanted it to. Perhaps the catastrophe of the opening night of his new collection was a sign. Though she loved Paris, Hattie had been plagued by the vague feeling that something wasn't quite right for a few months now. She'd been employed as his PA, eager to learn about the business, but all she'd done since she began working for him was run around fetching his lunch and dry cleaning. She'd mentioned it to him more than once, but he'd just tapped his nose and warned her not to run before she could walk, and all would be well. That was easy for him to say when the star of his own career as a fashion designer was rising, and soon it would be about as high and bright as it was possible to get. Certainly, it was far above the less impressive orbit of Hattie's own. Then it had happened. Alphonse had finally trusted her with the task of stage dressing for the opening of his show, and Hattie had been beside herself. But it had all gone horribly wrong, and Alphonse's rage had been such that Hattie had feared for his life, if not for her own, and he'd sacked her on the spot. He'd repented, of course, once he'd realised that he'd have to run for his own coffee and dry cleaning if Hattie left, but the incident had made Hattie's mind up for her. She stood up and drew a lungful of air. "It's been good, Paris," she thought, "and I'll never forget you, but it's time to go home." Chapter 2. No matter how apprehensive the thought of coming home made her, the sight of the foxglove-edged lanes as the taxi drove her towards her parents' house, the meadows of wildflowers and copses of ancient trees that became blurs as the car raced past, the picture-perfect houses of the Dorset village where she'd been born, all thatched roofs, rose bushes and pastel-rendered walls, would always soothe her. Early summer was a remarkable time of year here, when the landscape seemed to burst into life. She'd left many troubles behind when she'd left Gillypuddle, but she'd left good memories and good people too. She couldn't deny that it would be nice to catch up with those people again, relive some of those memories, and maybe make some more. "Nice place," the taxi driver remarked approvingly as he pulled up outside the sweeping driveway. Hattie never really thought about how posh her parents' home might look to strangers, but every now and again, an admiring, covetous glance would remind her that what was unremarkable to her...